Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Thursday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can vote for the show. If you like the fact that we give you the archives for free, the live streaming, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, all of it is free at freetalklive.com. If you appreciate that, well, we'd appreciate a vote from you. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. And in fact, tell your friends about the show and ask them to go to vote.freetalklive.com because of your votes, we're the number two podcast in the world. At least I checked, I think it was yesterday, so I'm not sure if we're still there. If you could verify that, man. Vote.freetalklive.com. It brings us new listeners. Being in the top five like we always are because of your votes brings us new people. And new people means new people finding the message of freedom and liberty. We're still number two, thanks to your votes. We could be number one. Vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute, and we really appreciate it. All right, we're going to the phones, then we're going to get back to dispute resolution organizations. Let's talk, though, first to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Dave.
Hey, lad.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, and I have a good piece of news to report.
I like good news, Dave. What's up?
You have been following to some extent the eminent domain protest that was scheduled for December 3rd in New Hampshire.
That's right, over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, we were hoping that everybody walked out okay.
And it turns out that, it worked out well, and it turns out that it also generated a new record for us. We seem to be generating one every month or two now in terms
That's
of
awesome.
Turnout at a protest, and this was 30.
Wow.
Not a massive number of people, but
Well, now, wait a minute. That's 30 on a cold December day. I mean, it's not exactly protest weather.
That's true. And
you guys
are always pointing out, a libertarian protest generally draw more like 3 or 4. So we are starting to see some of that payoff of concentration that's starting to happen in New Hampshire.
Well, yeah, you're right. As a matter of fact, earlier this week, I went in for jury selection. And the Free State Project members from down here, and a couple, it was supposed to be like a Free State Project / Libertarian Party Fija protest outside of Fija Outreach, outside of the courthouse. There was 3 people at that, so you're absolutely right. Down here, that's typical, but up there, 30 people showed up. I saw the pictures. You guys were out in front of the airport, and it was just fantastic. You had a great, smiling group of people. Everybody looked like they wanted to be there. They were happy to be there. The signs were attractive. Did you have a lot of people stop by and talk to the individuals there?
I wasn't there. I had to be at work that day at 3.
Tisk.
So I think there was quite a bit of conversing that went on from what I heard, people just stopping and talking to each other, because that's the whole reason of having it near the terminal there, was so that people could touch base with pedestrians walking in.
Well, what I found most interesting about the protest was that in advance of it happening, the organizer had gotten an email from, I guess, the head of security for the airport. And he had basically said, well, you need a permit for this, and you can only be in this certain area, and you can only have 16 people. And pretty much the protest organizer just ignored all of his emails and pretty much just told him that they're going to show up and they're going to do what they want to do, that they wouldn't get in anybody's way. But
Please don't shoot us.
Yeah, they were going to show up, and as it turns out, they weren't harassed.
Correct. That just seems to be the recurring pattern, is they warn you that you're going to be violating this or violating that.
Right.
You go ahead and do it, especially if you can keep your composure and be kind to people as you're disobeying their rules.
Sure.
Then they seem to be backing down most times unless you just want to get arrested.
Plus
at some point, that's going to change. At some point, they're going to say, hey, no, you can't do this. And they really are going to try to stop us. And usually in that case, there is one or maybe 2 people there who are willing to get arrested.
Right.
The others can just go right up to that point, where they risk arrest. And
you're saying that at some point that's going to happen, but I don't know if I agree with you, Dave, because it seems to me that it's going to be less likely. I mean, last year, in early 2005, we had a couple of sort of one-man protests. You had the outlaw manicurist who went out in front of the Department of Cosmetology and gave out a dollar manicure without a license, violating the licensing law, but he was the only guy who was violating the law, so he got arrested. Then you've got Russell Canning, who was the unidentified flying objector. He went to the same airport by himself. I mean, yeah, I think his wife was with him, but he went through and refused to show identification, tried to get on a plane without showing ID, and he was arrested. But those were 2 individuals. It's easy for the cops to pick off 1, 2, or 3 people. I mean, if the airport protest you're talking about had been 3 or 4 people, it would have been a simple matter for the cops to come up and harass them and either arrest them or throw them off the airport grounds.
Yeah.
But when you've got 30 people there, and people of all ages. The pictures I saw, I mean, people up into their 50s and 60s, down to probably 9 or 10. I mean, you've got families, you've got people with kids being a part of this protest. That means that those cops are going to look really bad if they show up and mess with these people.
Hard to look good doing that.
Right. If these protests keep getting bigger, Dave, I think we're only going to be more and more safe over time.
I think they would get bigger even if no one moved to New Hampshire, because what's happening is the folks that are already there have generated enough gravity in concert with the people who were there, you know, years ago and, and just sort of joined into the Free State movement.
Right.
That,
I think it's kind
of itself would tend to generate higher numbers, but there are people moving in also.
Sure, and that's of course so exciting. And you use the term gravity. I think it's sort of I think that the liberty lovers that are moving into New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I think that they're kind of reinvigorating those in the state that have sort of been hibernating. Maybe they've been not so active or not as active as they might have wanted to be, and now they notice that there's some things happening. There's pro-freedom protests, pro-freedom events going on that they can become a part of just by easily just showing up somewhere and holding a sign that maybe somebody else will even come and give to them. It's making it easier for those individuals that have always lived there to sort of reactivate and to get active again for liberty, and it's so exciting, especially considering that only, what, 150 Free State Project members have moved into the state at this point? I mean, I think that's being a little liberal. Has it even gotten to 150 yet?
Yeah, well, officially it's not yet 150, and unofficially the total is usually always a little ahead of the actual official total behind.
But nonetheless,
yeah, it probably is about 150.
Nonetheless, it's so exciting. I mean, last year it wasn't a huge year for movers, but nonetheless, people came up, things are getting bigger, you're setting new records. I mean, 2006, I think, is going to be a really exciting time in New Hampshire, which is why we want to get Free Talk Live up there.
Yes, I want you to get up here, too.
Well, Dave, anything else on your mind, sir?
Well, we got another protest, second annual UN flag burn in New Hampshire is going to be on December 18th, and that is running through the same pattern.
Yes, you've gotten a threat. You've gotten a threat on that one.
Yeah, a local parks official is saying, hey, you can't use a park to burn a UN flag, even though we have pits for burning. Yeah,
right.
So what's going to happen is he's the same thing. He's probably just going to mostly get ignored, and people are going to go out, and they're going to do it. And I thought that one thing that might be useful maybe would be to, you know, give them a shot and let them know, hey, you know, I realize you're upset that, you know, this or that might be happening, and to make sure you understand that no harm is going to be done in the park. Maybe I would promise to go back, you know, a couple times and clean up the trash or whatnot.
Sure.
And make up for any that we might leave by accident.
Of course.
They know they're not going to, the park's not going to suffer at all. That leaves them only fighting the speech.
Absolutely. I liked the way that he kind of put things, the bureaucrat that wrote the threatening letter. He said, well, the park is intended for families, and the barbecue pits are intended for families having barbecues, and that's what the park is for. I mean, wait a minute. The park's not for just anybody that wants to show up and spend time there. It's only intended for families to attend and have a cookout. Well, in that case, I was thinking maybe you could have a UN flag burning / family cookout. Invite
exactly.
a bunch of liberty-loving families and grill up some hot dogs and burn the UN flag.
And, you know, the park being, and everybody paid for that park. I don't understand this whole families grilling thing. I don't understand.
One of our guys has written the UN, too, to let them know we're going to be violating the flag.
I think they could summarily care less, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in blue helmets is going to be showing up to the flag.
I wish they would.
It would be interesting. Be an interesting photo opportunity, that's for sure. And you guys actually got a photo published because this is the second annual, right? I mean, you did this last year about the same time.
Yeah, we had a lot of press coverage about that first one.
In fact, I believe this is sort of like the birth of the New Hampshire Freedom Movement. NHFree.com was basically born with the very first UN flag burning. So
that goes more back to John Stark.
No doubt.
Back to the revolution.
Thank you for your call, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Keep us updated, man, and let us know how it goes up there. 800-259-5791. Dispute resolution organizations. We will keep exploring how it is that we can settle disputes without having the government around. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com where you can visit our auction. We're doing a banner auction for the very top banner on our website. You'll get the top banner on our site, site-wide, for X amount of dollars per month. In fact, I need to check on the cost, man, which because yesterday it was at $50, and today, if you go to auction.freetalklive.com, it's still $52.11.
Cheap.
Pretty cheap. You can go there, auction.freetalklive.com, place your bid.
It's gone for over 100.
You've got about another 2 days left. So there you go, auction.freetalklive.com. We're talking about dispute resolution organizations. We're continuing a conversation we had in the last hour. Just to recap, man, which, knowing what you know now, how would you describe what a dispute resolution organization is?
Something similar to a credit company and an insurance company and an arbitration organization. They, you know, I don't know, it would replace courts.
Mm-hmm.
In a totally free market,
right.
a basically government-free market.
Basically, the suggestion is when you enter into a contract with somebody in the free market, you will go into a contract that will be overseen by a dispute resolution organization. So if you and I get into an agreement, in that agreement it will say if there is a dispute on this agreement, it must be presented to so-and-so's dispute resolution organization,
mm-hmm.
and they will rule on that that issue, and then we must be subject to that ruling. Now, if we refuse to be subject to the ruling that we've agreed to be subject to,
binding arbitration, essentially,
then basically our reputation rating will be hurt. There will be companies out there similar to credit agencies that will basically rate your reputation, whether or not you're any good to contract with. I mean, if you're known as somebody that's constantly breaking agreements and not listening to what the dispute resolution organization says in regards to the break of the agreement, then you're going to have a really poor rating as far as your reputation is concerned. And if you've got a bad rep, I don't want to deal with you. And a lot of other people aren't going to want to deal with you either. So that's one of the things that the DRO allows for. And so Peter Molyneux from LewRockwell.com is sort of exploring some of the extremes of the DRO. He's sort of trying to imagine...
Because that's where people are going to go with it.
Of course. He's trying to imagine some of the big objections. For instance, we're talking about...
I'm looking for one, just so you know. I mean, I'm looking for something to punch a hole in this, but
okay.
I haven't been able to find anything.
Well, we're talking about this kind of fake guy named Stan who's entered into an agreement, and he has broken his agreement, and, well, actually, no, the scenario now is that he's been unjustly fined $1 million, because his question was, well, what if the DRO is corrupt? What if some rich man bribes the DRO to give Stan a really bad rating, for instance? And so in this case, you've got Stan, who's been unjustly fined $1 million due to DRO corruption. There was a suggestion that he might want to go out and start his own DRO, but a third option is to appeal to the contract rating agency, because remember, the DRO isn't the same as the rating agency. There are two separate companies there, and there's different ones. I mean, there's different organizations.
Just like there's different arbitration companies and...
Different ratings, different credit rating.
Credit rating companies.
Contract rating agencies need to be as accurate as possible, since they're attempting to assess real risk. If they believe that the DRO ruled unjustly against Stan, they'll lower the DRO's contract rating and then restore Stan's. So if the contract agency investigates and finds out that the DRO has been unscrupulous... They'll lower the DRO's rating. Then people won't want to deal with that DRO anymore.
That sounds like a big bureaucratic mess, but if you feel like you've gotten a bad court ruling, and mm-hmm. There's lots of people out there that do...
Good luck.
That's a big bureaucratic mess, too.
No doubt. Thus, it's inconceivable that violence would be required to enforce all but the most extreme contract violations, since all parties gain the most long-term value by acting honestly. This resolves the problem of instant descent into civil war. Two other problems exist, however, which must be resolved before the DRO theory starts to become truly tenable. The first is the challenge of reciprocity, or geography. If Bob has a contract with Jeff, and Jeff moves to a new location not covered by their mutual DRO, what happens? Again, this is such an obvious problem that it would be solved by any competent DRO. People who travel prefer cell phones with the greatest geographical coverage, and so cell phone companies have developed reciprocal agreements for charging competitors. Just as a person's credit rating is available anywhere in the world, so their contract rating will also be available. And so, there will be no...
Well, I wouldn't even think that would be difficult. I would think that a DRO would... just like TransUnion and Equifax,
sure.
Would probably be nationwide.
Yeah, well, he's just running down the objections that he's probably received from people on this.
Mm-hmm.
So their contract rating will also be available, and so there will be no place to hide from a broken contract save by going off the grid completely, which would be economically crippling.
It would be crippling.
The second problem is the fear that a particular DRO will grow in size and stature to the point where it takes on all the features and properties of a new government. This is a superstitious fear because there's no historical example of a private company replacing a political state. While it's true that companies regularly use state coercion to enforce trading restrictions, high tariffs, cartels, and other mercantilist tricks, surely this reinforces the danger of the state, not the inevitability of companies growing into states. All states destroy societies. No company has ever destroyed a society without the aid of the state. And we talk about that all the time. We talked about it last night, how big companies use their political connections in order to, for instance, steal people's property from them so they can build their shopping mall or they can build their new super center on it.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for the state, those companies wouldn't be able to have that power. They wouldn't have access to it. Everything would have to be done voluntarily. Thus, the fear that a private company can somehow grow into a state is utterly unfounded in fact, experience, logic, and history. Basically, pure paranoia, Manwich. If society becomes frightened of a particular DRO, then it can simply stop doing business with it, which will cause it to collapse. If that DRO, as it collapses, somehow transforms itself from a group of secretaries...
Well, some people are scared of Walmart and choose not to do business with Walmart. It's not collapsing.
Obviously, not enough people are choosing that. Obviously, look, man, which I've said before, I've got plenty of objections to the way Walmart does their business. They are involved in taking property via eminent domain. I don't like their censorship policies. I don't like the fact that they, you know, censor magazine covers,
right,
and censor music and that sort of thing. But the low prices just keep bringing me back through the door. 24 hours, that brings me through the door, too. If it's 3 in the morning and I need to go get some tampons for the lady... There's only one place to go, for the most part. There's some Walgreens, you know, the 24-hour drugstores, that sort of thing.
Yeah, probably some convenience stores, too, but still, that's where you go.
But, if I want the lowest prices at 3 in the morning, there's one choice. You know? There could be other people that got competitive with them. Nobody's stopping the other companies out there, the other department stores, from going 24/7. They're the only ones that are stopping themselves, so I don't feel sorry for them. So, yeah, obviously not enough people have stopped. So if people are frightened of a DRO, they can stop doing business with it, which will cause it to collapse. If that DRO, as it collapses, somehow transforms itself from a group of secretaries, statisticians, accountants, and contract lawyers into a ruthless domestic militia and successfully takes over society, and how unlikely is that, then such a state will then be imposed on the general population. However, there are two problems with even this most unlikely scare scenario. First of all, if any DRO can take over society and impose itself as a new state, why only a DRO? Why not the Rotary Club? Why not a union? Why not the Mafia? The YMCA? The SPCA? Is society then to ban all groups with more than 100 members? Clearly that's not a feasible solution, and so society must live with the risk of a brutal coup by ninja accountants as much as from any other group. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-5791.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartmanic Minute. The Jeep was the first to roll off the battlefield and into the showroom. Then came the mighty Hummer. But hold on to your helmet, because when we come back, there's a real bad boy that's coming for you. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. There's nothing gentle about the newest giant born on the battlefield, the Bad Boy Heavy Muscle Truck. The Bad Boy, weighing in at 6.5 tons, 21 feet long and 10 feet tall, is a luxury offspring of the Army's medium tactical vehicle. This mean machine integrates extravagance into a combat-worthy frame and includes an infrared camera system, night vision goggles, and a cabin filtration system designed to defend against biological fallout. If you're ready to climb behind the armor-plated wheel and into the black leather seats, bring a big Bad Boy checkbook, because it'll cost you between $200,000 and $750,000. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. That's plenty of time for your calls about anything. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com and you can find out who in your area might also be listening to Free Talk Live. Maybe an ex-girlfriend of yours, maybe an old college buddy you'll run into there. And the neat part about the map is you can plot yourself on it. It's a worldwide map, so anybody in the world can add themselves. You just add your name, location. You can add a photo if you'd like, a little phrase to go along with yourself. It's free, of course. Map.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, so we're going to move on. We covered some DRO stuff, and we're going to leave the DRO thing sitting for tonight, but there's actually another article about DROs and how they deal with crime. He talks about applying that same concept to criminal offenses, and it's interesting, because he does. He, again, takes it to the extreme. We're talking about dispute resolution. We'll get to that some other night. 800-259-5791, because I don't want to hit it too heavy. Until then, let's go to an email from the Advocates for Self-Government. These are one of my favorite libertarian organizations. The Advocates is a group that is dedicated to helping people improve their communication skills.
Libertarians, specifically.
Yeah, specifically communicating libertarianism to your friends, your family members, and total strangers. Of course, this is actually just from one of their segments in their biweekly email, which is called the Liberator Online. One of the parts of the email is called the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, or something like that. And the good news, bad news, that sort of thing. Anyway, this one is How to Fix Walmart. Since we were just talking about Walmart a moment ago, there's a lot of hatred being stirred up against Walmart from both the left and the right. There's even a new documentary movie devoted to demonizing Walmart, playing across the country. A great response to all this comes from a radio commentary by Paul Jacob, senior fellow for Americans for Limited Government. He says, some folks don't like Walmart. Okay, fine. It's a free country. No one should be forced at gunpoint to shop at Walmart or to work there. And no one is. Walmart has found enormous success in the marketplace only because people have voluntarily chosen to shop and work there. So despite all of the objections that people have about Walmart, they keep getting people through their front doors.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart employs more than 1.6 million people worldwide. They are the number one employer in the United States. And according to the company's published calculations, its lower prices saved the average American family over $2,000 last year. And that's a hell of a claim.
It is.
Now, I know why when my wife sends me to the store, she says, go to Walmart. And yet we witness a sustained and hysterical assault against the company. What on earth makes offering lower prices so evil? Why is it that you should pay more?
Well, people are scared of big companies and big anything. But companies, I think corporations get it worse than governments do. No one even imagines, speaking out against a government.
Right, because, well, government's always posturing...
Or the existence of one.
Well, government's all about symbolism. It's always posturing itself as though it's doing people a favor. It's always posturing itself like we're looking out for you, when in fact, it's just looking out for itself. The people in government are just looking out for their political interests, they're looking out for their friends, and they're looking to punish their enemies. That's what goes on with government. Government has a monopoly over force. Anyway, we're told Walmart doesn't pay its employees enough. It doesn't offer generous enough benefits. But if Walmart is so terrible, why didn't these employees choose to take other jobs? You know what? We had a guy. We had an email from a guy last night who was lambasting Walmart for coming into small towns and opening up and destroying the small businesses there. Did they force people to come and work for them? I mean, when that building was being built in the small town, don't you think that people would realize that it was going to put the general store out of business? And that they would say, boy, you know what? I don't want old Manwich's General Hardware store to go out of business, so even though I really need some work because this small town economy really blows, even though I really need some work, I'm not going to go work for Walmart because I really want my local businesses to stay open.
They could have thought that.
Obviously, they didn't.
Clearly.
Obviously, they decided that the sweet jobs that were that Walmart was offering was more worth their while than keeping the local businesses alive.
Generally, people will choose their own self-interest.
Indeed. Or were there no better jobs available? Is it remotely possible that Walmart should actually be given credit for creating jobs? Could it be that the company has actually helped its employees escape unemployment and poverty? Listen, the free market offers Walmart haters an easy way to hit Walmart right where it hurts. These folks need only start their own companies and pay workers more and offer generous health care benefits. Problem solved. Isn't the free market great? You know, I think that's the best solution for all of you whiners out there. All of those of you that are always talking about how these companies are so evil and you should pay your employees more. What about the health care? You know, all those whiny people that are constantly complaining about other people's companies and how they do their business so poorly and how they're abusing their customers and ripping people off and they're
big
abusing
companies,
their
too big of profits, that kind of thing.
Right. And all they do is they rant and they rave and they yell and they scream and they get out and they wave protest signs out in front of the property and they, you know, get on television cameras and they go down to the state house and they lobby the representatives for more regulations to demand new rights for these workers. And this guy's making the best point that I think I've ever heard about these complainers about big companies. Shut up and go put up instead of all the talk. Go and start your own business. And you find out how hard it is. Because, you know, all these people that are complaining about what big companies do or what just bad companies do in their minds, how many of them have ever run their own company?
Few, I would imagine. Yeah. Very, very few.
Yeah. These are people with the entitlement mentality. These are people that believe that everybody should get paid $20 an hour.
They need a living wage.
Yes. Hell, if a little 3-year-old was employed at a job, he should get paid $20 an hour because you deserve a living wage.
Well, they wouldn't let for a second a 3-year-old have a job.
That's true.
You know, I mean, they wouldn't let a 3-year-old get a job if he wanted to.
So it doesn't, but it doesn't matter to them how inexperienced. I was just pointing out an inexperienced.
Yes,
worker.
I understand. I'm
it doesn't matter to them how inexperienced the worker is. He deserves $20 an hour because he's a human being.
Right. You employed him. You should have to pay $20 an hour to have him.
Anybody that poops deserves $20 an hour.
Well, and the thing is what they do is they keep people out of the job market that would otherwise be employed. Mm-hmm. And what do? We give them less than a living wage via welfare.
Yeah.
And then we have to go to work in order to support those people because they can't get a job less than $20 an hour, or whatever the minimum wage is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people out there right now who, if they were able to, could go to work for less than minimum wage. They might be worth it. Suppose it's, you know, some guy with one arm and or one leg or whatever. I don't know. I mean, he's somebody who's clearly injured or whatever, and, you know, they can get a job otherwise. But the minimum wage keeps them out of it.
I'd love to see some big government freak open up a business, a department store, for instance, to compete with Walmart and call it Living Wage America. And that way everybody would know that the people that were working for that store were getting paid $20 an hour minimum. And so, of course, all of the products in that store, even if they carried the same made-in-China products that Walmart does, they'd be marked up.
They'd have to be.
They'd have to pay their employees more. So it'd be interesting to see if they could stay afloat. You know, advertising the fact that we're a better business because we pay our employees better.
God bless them. I hope they do.
Why don't you try that instead of bitching and moaning and complaining? 800-259-5791 coming up. Speaking of the government that's protecting you, there's a war being declared on soda pop.
Oh, jeez.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show, 1-800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through, everything from serious issues to downright just fun topics and everything in between. Bulletin board system there for you free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And when it comes to the holidays, make sure all your family and friends' wishes are bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers over or festive bouquets from their expert designers like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet, the keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get the same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come into any of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
I checked out that Waterford gift box. Very nice.
Very sharp.
Very nice. Anyone's mother would be happy to get that.
Indeed. And grandmothers, too.
That's true.
All right.
800 passed away, so I forget about grandmothers.
Some people still have them. 800-259-5700.
And they like Waterford, believe me.
All right. Dangerous soda pop. It is time to declare war on soda pop, apparently. According to, again, the Advocates for Self-Government, you'd be glad to know that a group of dedicated lawyers are preparing to take on one of the biggest menaces facing Americans today. No, not the Patriot Act or eminent domain laws or the war on drugs. These particular defenders of the public safety have bigger targets in mind. They're on the verge of launching lawsuits against soft drink makers.
Ones with bigger wallets, at least.
Indeed, for selling sugared sodas in schools. As the Washington Post colorfully puts it, the fight against sugary soft drinks is beginning to foam over. Oh, ironically, the lawsuits come at a time when there has been a sharp drop in the use of full-calorie carbonated soft drinks at schools. A study by the American Beverage Association shows a stunning 24% drop in school purchases of such drinks from 2002 to 2004. In 2004, according to the study, high schoolers drank the equivalent of one 12-ounce can of such a soda each week in school. Younger students drank even less. The reason? The growing popularity of sports drinks, juice, and good old-fashioned water. From 2002 to 2004, the amount of sports drinks sold grew nearly 70%. Bottled water, 23%.
It sort of has that, drink as medicine feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got electrolytes in it.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell those damn things are.
Yeah. And other markets speak.
You know, the thing is that there was a study done on sports drinks, and funny thing, they're more likely to give you cavities than... soda pop.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're loaded with sugar.
Mm.
Sure.
I don't know. It has something to do with the contents of it that sort of get to your teeth faster, I guess.
Interesting. Diet soda, 22%. Fruit juice, up 15%. Some of this was due to student choice. Some was due to school policy changes as a result of persuasion, not lawsuits from parents and consumer groups. So instead of the busybody lawyers filing lawsuits... angry parents came into the school and said, this needs to be, you just put a stop to this.
Well, the lawyers saw the opportunity slipping away.
Indeed, but this display of self-responsibility and self-governance isn't going to stop Richard Daynard, the lawyer leading the lawsuit drive. Daynard, known as the intellectual godfather of tobacco litigation, was a key figure in many of the state anti-tobacco suits that led to the landmark $246 billion settlement back in 1998. He personally pocketed a cool $1 million plus from that effort. He says... the idea is to get soda machines out of schools because they're clearly making a substantial contribution to the obesity epidemic. This is an unfair practice under state consumer protection laws. Say what? Daynard explains that if the suit's legal basis is the concept of attractive nuisance. If somebody has something on his land like a swimming pool that he knows is attractive to kids and dangerous, then he has some obligation to keep the kids away from it. No! No, he doesn't. No, it's the parents that have the obligation to keep their kids away from it. I mean,
I have to agree.
Disney World is an attractive, an attractive thing to kids, but it's something their parents choose to send them to. It's something their parents choose to allow them
Disney
to
World
go.
Has people at the gate that won't let you in unless you pay.
Well, that's true. Oh, yeah, those dangerous soda machines. We especially hate the ones that have the mechanical arms that jump out, grab passing kids, force their mouths open, and pour sugary concoctions down their throats relentlessly, day after day, and then take their money. The lawyers say they're ready
Shake them upside down, get the change out.
The lawyers say they're ready to go.
They picks it up off the ground, has special implements on the ends of its fingers so that it can get those coins off the ground. Because you know how hard that is.
Well, they could just put a little tray out underneath the kid. A little tray could kind of slide out, and then you shake the kid.
There you go.
Right. Grab passing kids. Okay, so the plaintiffs for the class action case, they're having trouble finding parents to sign on as plaintiffs. He said it's taking us longer than we expected. Well, that's good news. Still, we expect that some busybody parents can eventually be found under a rock somewhere who will argue that their child's obesity can be blamed not on their own lifestyle choices or, worse yet, parental irresponsibility.
Absolutely. These court cases are like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
It's free money. The lawyers will do all the work. This whole class action thing, bad idea.
Now, do you think they're going to go after the Coca-Cola company or Pepsi, or are they going to go after the vending machine distributors?
I'd go after Coke if I were these lawyers, because that's where the money is, not the vending machine.
But it's not Coke that put their machines in there.
Do you think that matters? You know, it wasn't the tobacco companies that inhaled those cigarettes.
That's true. And it wasn't the tobacco companies that sold the cigarettes either.
No.
Hey, who owns those public schools that are allowing the sale of soft drinks anyways? The government, right? Well, maybe these lawyers ought to sue the government. Oh, yeah, we forgot. You can't do that. Sovereign immunity and all. And anyway, that's not where the big money is, as
no,
the lawyers pursuing this extremely lucrative nonsense know all too well.
Oh, yeah.
So look out. Coming soon. Soft drink lawsuits. And we're not very far away, man, which from... more suits against obesity for fast food chains. They've already tried them. They've kind of tested the waters a little bit. They got kicked back. The judges sort of threw them out of court. But eventually, it's kind of like you just throw a bunch of stuff at a wall and you see what sticks.
Well, you keep on saying the same thing over again, and it's going to be true sooner or later.
About it. More coming back. Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, even in the remaining moments. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. You can still take control, though. 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of free stuff there. The bulletin board system, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and more. All on the house. It always has been and will continue to be. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, you can do as over 130 of our Free Talk Live listeners have done. They've become Free Talk Live amplifiers. It's like a step above being just a regular old listener.
It's part of the club.
Yeah, it's a cool little club because there's some perks. You get some perquisites from being a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3 a month. That's all it takes. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get all the details there. But one of the neat things that we're doing for our Free Talk Live amplifiers is we're re-releasing our original season, the very first season ever of Free Talk Live from way, way back in the FM talk days.
Yeah. You know, if you have a lot of time to listen to your iPod, we've got a lot of archives.
Indeed, and we're going to release one fresh, classic episode every $25 that we get for the AMP program.
You know, and it's interesting because we didn't start this show out to be the pro-freedom libertarian talk show that it is.
No, but it had that slant still in the beginning anyway.
A little bit, but your ideas weren't coalesced like they are now.
Certainly.
Not even close.
I was only 22 at the time.
And I was, a Republican.
Right.
And pretty staunch on that. Everything I heard on talk radio, I repeated.
That's right. Didn't you come into the show kind of sort of for legalization of marijuana and that was about it?
I'd be interested to know if anybody listened to the archives, if I had ever said anything against the legalization of marijuana, but I don't think that I did.
Right. But you weren't too cool on that whole hard drugs
thing. No, it seemed crazy to me to legalize heroin and crack. People get addicted to that stuff. What are you talking about?
So it's neat. You get to kind of go back in time and find out what we were like when we were a little more rough around the edges. And it's kind of a fun little flashback thing. In fact, you can get a little taste of it for free. We give away our very first episode for free at freetalklive.com. So that's just one of the benefits of being a Free Talk Live amplifier. Long term, once we reach our goal, we're going to cut back 25% of the commercial time on the show. Just slice it right out and replace it with more showtime. In fact, to prove that we're serious about that, when we reach 50% of our goal, we'll cut back on a fraction of it right then. We'll cut 2 minutes an hour out of the show at that moment. That's exciting.
It is good.
Less commercials, good thing. Amp, good thing. Amp.freetalklive.com, $3 a month. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it.
Old FM archives, good thing.
Absolutely.
You can listen to us making fart noises and talking to girls on the phone.
No, it was the callers that made the fart noises.
It was just silly stuff.
Yeah. When you're on an FM station in a smaller market, Market 76 or something like that.
I think that's what we are now. I don't think that's what we were then.
No, you're probably right about
More like
that.
79.
Nonetheless, it was a lot of fun. So you can email the show.
Just a little FM signal, too. This didn't cover a large area, 4,300 watts.
FTL@freetalklive.com. Michael emails in. He says, I have to mention something about your thoughts on Christmas. Since all of you reject religion and are atheists or agnostic, which you're not, man.
I wouldn't call myself an agnostic, no. I would call myself...
You believe in some sort of a god.
I believe in God,
thing.
Yeah.
Right. He says, I hope you don't celebrate Christmas. You know, since Christmas is a religious holiday, then you don't fit in. And since you have all these opinions about religion and phrases on money or the Pledge of Allegiance and then whatnot, then you better not have anything to do with Christmas or any other religious holiday. Or else what, Michael? What? Are you going to come after me with your big, bad, religious Christmas gang? Are you going to beat me up like those two Christians did to that poor professor earlier this week?
Let's be clear what Christmas is all about. Dollars and cents.
Yeah.
It's the 13th month in retailers' calendars.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they make their money. And yes, I celebrate Christmas. I'm going to buy Christmas gifts for my friends and family. And
I am a little bit of a jerk about it. I do call it, like a winter solstice gift or something.
I usually refer to it as Xmas. Just
we're coming
for
back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. See you then. It's been Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a...